So b'siyat d'shmaya, what we're going to do today is discuss the Isra of Asiyas Pesach and the both in terms of the lomdus as well as the halach l'maisa, and also the Isra of tkiya kalim, of screwing kalim. That itself is a separate Isra, which was actually going to help us circle around to the basic yisodos of what is the Isra of Bona altogether. And then, Emir Tzah Hashem, wrap up with the halacha l'maisa, as far as those are pretty common cases, the chashash of screwing something in, the dinei d'rabban and dinei d'oraisa. I'm sorry?
I think you might be on mute.
I am on mute. Okay. So, b'siyata d'shmaya, the Gemara on Kuf Beis, Amud Beis, discusses a three-way machlokus between Rav and Shmuel. And the Gemara discusses the Oisa Nekah Zulul Shel Karnei Goylem. If you make a hole in a chicken coop, so there we have a machlokes. Rav Amar Mishum Boine, Ushmuel Amar Mishum Makeh B'Patish. So we have machlokes Rav and Shmuel. How do we paskin on this machlokes between Rav and Shmuel? So here we have a few Rambams. So we have the Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Yudalit, and we have the Rambam in Perek Chaf Gimel. The Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Yudalit says, "Ha'ois enekiv kol shehu, the lul shel karn goyim kedei sheikanis lan ora chayim mishum boynes." So the Rambam passes like Rav and says that the iser is an iser of bonin. If you make a hole, that's a hole of the kol shehu. But interestingly, the Rambam then in Halacha Yud Zayin also talks about a case that's quite similar that he says is Makeh B'Patish. The Rambam says, Hamapish Shchin B'Shabbos Kedei L'Harkiv Pi HaMakeh Kedei Sh'Rofin Osin She'im Iskam R'Fua L'Harkiv Pi HaMakeh HaRezim Chayim Mishum Makeh B'Patish. The Rambam here speaks about making a hole as being Makeh B'Patish. Okay, now there's a lot of literature about the Rambam Shita about Mapis Morsa. We're going to pass on that a little bit, but above that, in Halacha Tazayin, the Rambam gives another example of Makeh B'Patish. The Rambam says as follows: Ketzah hamnefeach kli zechuchis, v'atzar b'kli tzura afilu mitzas atzura, v'amigarev kolshu, v'oise nekev kolshu, and also making a hole, bein be'etz, bein be'binyan, harezah told us Makeh B'Patish. So here the Rambam describes making a hole as being an iser of Makeh B'Patish. And if that is not enough, we also have the Rambam in Perek of Gimel, Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam says, Ha'oisa nekev shu osu lahaknis ulahaitzi. If you make a hole that is capable of having something go in and something go out, goy nekev shebulu latarnim harun, sho osui lahaknis ha'oir ulahaitzi ahevel, ha'reza chayim mishu Makeh B'Patish. The Rambam says also that is an iser of Makeh B'Patish. So the question is, clearly the Rambam is passing like Rav on the one hand. On the other hand, Rav is moda b'miktsas to Shmuel and says that there are times that it's going to be Makeh B'Patish. So which one is it? So here there are two fundamental mahalchim. One of the Lecha Mishnah, the Gra also has in the Shnos Elio, and the other of the Magen Avraham. The Lecha Mishnah makes the Rambam a little bit more lav dafka. The Lecha Mishnah, although along the way, he says, Yisod Gadol. He said, so let's take a look at Lecha Mishnah, Sif Yudal, Halacha Yudalit, Bikasha, this is in your booklet as well, in the Lamata Nirish, Shepasa Kishmua, Shekasa Lysenek of Koshu, Bain Beitz, Bain Bain, Bain Atefa, Sarezu Tolz, Makeh B'Patish, Lechai, the Lerav Havim Mishum Bonet, which one is it? Skipping down a few lines, says Lecha Mishnah v'nira mifarish demashkas of rayat chay mishum bona klamer afilu mishum bona v'uadim mishum Makeh B'Patish David Gmar Melacha el shemaisiv oimer shechay mishum bona. So Lecha Mishnah says a fascinating chiddush. Lecha Mishnah says that if you're doing something that is bona and it also happens to be gomer melacha, so then in such a case, then you're going to be chayiv too. You'll be chayiv too. And that's what the Rambam is saying. that the Rambam over here, when he says that you're chayiv according to Rav Bonin, he means that you're going to be chayiv shtayim. Now, it's a big chiddush in Lecha Mishnah, because Lecha Mishnah is saying it's possible to be chayiv a malacha and to be chayiv makav patish. That's a big debate. Whether if you do one malacha, whether that could be chayiv also makav patish. And Minchas Tinuch has this discussion. Minchas Tinuch seems to assume like the Lecha Mishnah. Many others say the moment in which it's one other malacha, then it's not going to be makav patish. I find the Mahalach of the Magen Avram much more intriguing and fits, I think, beautifully in the words of the Rambam. The Magen Avram himself asks this kasha. The Kesef Mishnah already asked it. Lecha Mishnah gives his answer. And the Magen Avram in Sif Katan Gimel by us, Shin Yudal Gimel, gives the following teretz. L'li niret the hacha mayri bilul she'ena mechuberes bekarka v'les v'obinim. He says that in Halacha Yudalid, we were talking about a chicken coop that is attached to the ground. So when you improve something that's attached to the ground, so then in such a case, you're going to be chayiv mishum bonen. However, if we're talking about a chicken coop that is not attached to the ground, it's not mechuber, so then the iser could be makav patish if you're completing the coop. So that is his teretz. And that will work very, very nicely in a few parts in the Rambam. First of all, Mapis Mursa then makes sense to be closer to Makav Patish. It's not a din of binyan, even though the Gemara raises such a possibility. And the Rambam is meduyak in Halacha Tezayin as well as in Perek Chav Gimel. Because in Halacha Tezayin, the Rambam says that you're making Ha'osa Nekev Kol Shehu, Bein Be'etz, Bein Be'binyan, Bein Be'mateches, Bein Be'kelem. So the Rambam says that if you do it in many different things, in other words, not just something that's attached to the ground, but something that is movable as well, so that's going to be included in the rule of Makir Bipatish. The one difficulty, though, is, I'll get to the difficulty shortly, another thing that's 100% Mukhra is where the Rambam over here speaks in Halacha Aleph, in Perek Chav Gimel, speaks about a hole that's Asui Lahachnis Ulahotzi. In Perek Chav Gimel, the Rambam speaks about a hole that the derech is for things to go in and things to go out. The Rambam does not say that in Halacha Yudalit. There's no mention over there of a Pesach that's Asui Lahachnis Ulahotzi. What would the chiluk be? When we're talking about Makav Asiyas HaPesach, making a Pesach, so then the definition is it has to be a Pesach that's Asui Lahachnis Ulahotzi. So since it's also the Hachnas Ulahotzi, it's going to be Makav Patish. If it's not also the Hachnas Ulahotzi, so then in such a case, you're not going to be Chayiv. However, if we're talking about something that's Mechuber L'Karka, so then if you're improving it, then the Chiyuv is going to be Boneh. You know, the whole definition of the Hagdara of a Pesach, She'osu the Hachnas Ulahotzi, doesn't apply. It's a beautiful pshat of the Magen Avram. The Prima Gadim runs with this as well, and a raya to this yisod of the Magen Avram, that when it comes to binyan, that we have a lower threshold than when it comes to makav patish, or let's say binyan bekelim. So with the Rashi and Erevin writes that even if you don't attach something, Rashi is describing a door to its hinge. Even if you have tokea b'chozek, nevertheless, you're going to be chayiv for bonet. And Rashi says that's different than binyan b'kelim. Binyan b'kelim, we're going to see shortly, you need to screw it in tightly. So Rashi seems to be saying, when it comes to bonet, as long as you're making an improvement on the mechuber l'karka, then in such case, you're going to be chayiv from bonet. However, when it comes to the definition of either makav patish, or if you hold there's binyan b'kelim, once it's not mechuber l'karka, then it's going to have a lower threshold. The chashivus of the binyan is going, the chashivus of the malacha is going to be a higher threshold. And when it comes to bona, even once you're adding to something that's mechuber l'karka, then it's easier to be over. The one difficulty is, I'm not sure how the Magen Avram is going to answer it. The Magen Avram needs an answer to this. Is that halacha tezayin? The Rambam did say, He said, whether it's be'etz, whether it's be'binyan. According to the way we were saying it, the Rambam in Halacha Yudalid was talking about when it's mechuber lekarka. And then in Halacha Tezayin, he's talking about makir v'patish, which is not mechuber lekarka. So somehow you're going to have to be mechalek between the quality of the nekev that is in the lul shel tarnagol, that's mechuber lekarka, to this binyan that the Rambam is describing in Halacha Tezayin. So that's a tzarach dinim that requires more hesber according to the Magen Avraham. Either way, this is the din of the Isser Asiyas HaPesach, machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, different hesberim, two different hesberim within Shitas Harama. Okay, let's see how it fears Ois LaHalacha. Let's take a look in Mishneh Berurah, Shin Yudalit Sif Vav. Let's take a look at the Psak. Says the Mechaber, he says, we don't need even the first half. He's talking about, let's do the whole thing. Mutar lahatis rosh hachavis b'sayif. It's permissible to cut open the barrel with a sword. The lav l'pesach from the chavin, kivun shemesi rosh. Aval anakva b'tzida. But to make a hold on the side, bein shel chavis, bein shel magufa asur, afilu b'romach, shos anekiv gadol, ve'ein adom l'pesach, dekima dahav b'tzida, vada l'pesach m'chavin. We spoke about this before, that even though it doesn't look like a nekev, but if your intention is to make it as a nekev, so then in such a case, that's going to be enough to be chayiv. For likoy v'amagufa l'mala, mutar v'lav l'pesel chayim, she'en der chlasis pesel l'mala, el noy til kol magufa, if you're taking off the top entirely, it's going to be also. So here we have Rabosai, real shailas, in regards to opening things up and making them a Pesach. Either there'll be an Isser Bona, or we're note them more towards the fact that it's going to be an Isser of Makkah v'Patish. That's what will come out the Magen Avraham in most instances. The Shaar Tzion in Sifkatan Tes says as follows. He says, this requirement that you need Lahachnis Ulahotzi near... He says as follows: the hanekev she'osim lahem on kalin yeshem shein pesach v'lachem ba'inon she'osu lahachnis lahotzi duni the pesach avol b'shar dvarim lo ba'inon rak she'darko she'osu davar lasos ba'nekev v'amevin yavin. The Shaar Tzion might be giving a different approach to Das HaRambam about whether you need when you need lahachnis lahotzi versus when you don't. V'amevin yavin. I'll stop with that. But the Shaar Tzion is saying, for lahalacha, leaving aside the lamdos, lahalacha, the Shaar Tzion is saying as follows. He's saying that when the Gemara says that it needs to be a Pesach, lahachnis ulahotzi, the Gemara is only talking about kalim. That it's normal to have something that's lahachnis ulahotzi. But all other things that are not kalim, if any way you are making a hole, that is the derech to use that hole, either lahachnis or lahotzi, that's enough that it's going to be, that's going to be usher. Even though we learn in Sivvav that it seems to be that you need something that's a Pesach l'mechavein, and you could have argued that that's l'hachnis l'hotzi, says the Shaar Tzion, that one which should be machmir even in a Pesach if that's a normal way to use it. Therefore, Halacha l'maisa writes Reb Shlomo Zalman in the Shulchan Shlomo, it's quoting from his notebooks. He makes reference to the Shaar Tzion. He says, "Lufize kli kmo kumkum shel tei imitaken es atzavar afal biches erak lahotzi mikom mokom havelei makir patish." If you're fixing a kli, even though that kli is not the opening is not lahachnis ulahotzi. So, for the example, he gives is a tea kettle where you put in the water from the top and you pour it out through the spout, and you never put in the water through the spout. Nevertheless, from this Be'er HaHeitev, what emerges is that is going to be awesome. And therefore, let's go now to the practical case, the case that everybody wants to discuss, and that would be the milk bags. So you can't argue when it comes to a milk bag that simply because no one puts the milk in through the hole, then in such a case, that would not be called a Pesach. Because according to this yishuv of how to understand, when the Rambam says lahachnis ulahotzi, then if the derech, in those days, those kalim, the derech was to make a hole, only the hachnas of the hotzi. But if nowadays we have kalim that are not that way, so then in such a case, then it could very well be that the Isra of Pesach would, a Pesach Yofta would apply. Therefore, we need, if it's going to be mutter, we need to have another heter in regards to making holes in a in the milk. So for this,
milk bag is not considered a plea.
What's that?
Milk bag is not considered a plea.
Oh, so that's the question. So that would be the question. That would be the question. So how do you look at the milk bag? So the truth is, I would have thought that the best way to go is Reb Shlomo Zalman's own understanding that when it comes to mustaki, then mustaki there is no problem stira b'kalim. And the mashmos of the Gemara is that there is no asiyas pesach. It's not considered that there is asiyas pesach yofeh when it comes to a mustaki. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman concludes after he gave the heter of mustaki that we spoke about last week, about throwing, that if in the end you're going to throw it out, then that should be considered like a mustaki. He then concludes, this is in Shmur Shabbos Kilchasa, Perek Tes, Ha'ara Yud Aleph, Ba'ayim B'shinyu Dalad Mishabrus Ha'kvachim Ma'im Mashem Prabim Agadim, Shem Stapik L'gabe Machzela Shetofrim Ba Peros. You had a net that has fruit inside, that's Mistapik. When you come up on Tov, Lo La'afrid B'mokam Anidbat, Zalman concludes that it's kedai to make a small hole. That should be a hole that's only roi lahotzi and not lahachnis. Even though there's room to argue that if the derech is to make it just the hotzi, that's also us. That's what Reb Shlomo Zalman himself said in Shulchan Shlomo. If you take a look in another Shulchan Shlomo piece, it's in the next page in your booklet.
Wait, do you want me to just read this from where?
I just read Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perek Tes, Ha'ara Yud
Aleph. So could there be a difference between his personal notebook and Shmir Shabbos? Which is
could be. Location? Could be.
Meaning it's a stira.
Yeah, I'm not asking. I didn't mean as a stira.
I mean, it is a stira.
Let's see what we got. Let's see. We got to see if we have a cost of ashlishi now. Okay. Le'inim psicha sakit shel cholav omitz kiven daharei aderech l'shtamish b'sakit rak l'shmir satochen acholav omitz ulaviru makom v'shuv zorka b'gmar ashimush v'avadei kekli geruah k'mustaki v'chein yishon de'vezel l'kuli alma mutter. So he says it would be mutter to open it up. Uvelvad shelo yiskavin lasos pesach yofeh. But you should be careful not to make a pesach yofeh. So Reb Shlomo Zalman was sort of mistayeg in the sense that he was mitzarif. Here he spells out that he's going with the heter mustaki that he said before. But it sounds like that he's concerned that by mustaki we're not choshesh that a person's going to make a Pesach Yofeh. But if a person does make a Pesach Yofeh, then that's going to be a problem. So therefore, the Eitzah is to do something that's going to be only Lahotzi and not Lahachmiz. That's the Eitzah that he gives. So it will really be fundamentally consistent with what he said in Shmir Shabbos Kehelfasa. And in regards to the Kumkum, the answer is the difference between the case of the kumkum. It's not. I don't think there's any stira belly. The case of the kumkum was a real kli. You didn't have the heter mustaki, and here he's being mitzarek that here he's saying that when it comes to a mustaki, so then in such a case there's no problem in terms of asiyas pesach unless you go out of your way to make a pesach yofeh. And when the Gemara says that by mustaki it's going to be mutter to make a pesach, that's because we're not choshesh that he's going to make the Pesach Yofeh. But if the guy is doing intentionally trying to make a good Pesach, so then that would be a problem. Therefore, lemaisa, 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 when it comes to the milk bag, so then it would be best to make the hole either a little bit smaller, or if that would be very, very difficult, maybe making it very large might also be okay. Now, the point is that it should not be a good Pesach, and not one that will be the normal Pesach that will be lahachnis lahotzi. That's what will come out lemaisa. In regards to soda cans, so soda cans here, when I grew up in New York, everybody said that opening soda cans was usur. That wasn't the position here in Eretz Yisrael of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Mincha Shlomo Simen Yud Beis, Oz Beis. He continues using the exact same thing, using his svara of mustaki. I didn't make a bracha yet, correct?
You did not. You did.
I did. Thank you. So when it came to mustaki, so he says that when it comes to the can, that the can would be a mustaki, and therefore, since you throw it out immediately, then in such a case, it's going to be permissible. Where is this? It's not Bayes there. It's not Bayes. They're here. Bayes, he's only talking about Kusa Shel Sardin. I thought it was in the Mincha Shlomo also.
There'd be a difference between a Kusa Shel Sardin and a Kekko.
Yeah, there might be room to differentiate. Okay, so Beferish, she says that Kusa Shel Sardin is going to be mutter. Where do they quote? They say Chelik Beis Simen Yud Beis.
Could be Aleph.
No, they claim. Oh, it's Simen Yud Beis. Ah, that's a mistake. It's a Mincha Shlomo Chelik Beis Simen Yud Beis. Sif Katan. Oh no, Simen Yud Beis. No, that's not it. And Aleph, he spells it out.
Aleph starts with Achim. You throw it right after you drink it.
Ah, that's where it is. Okay, beautiful. Yeah. In Sif Aleph, beautiful. Right. So in Sif Aleph, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that since you throw it out, then that can wouldn't even qualify as Pesach Yafa. Right. You could ask Akasha that, then why was he concerned about you opening it up nicely by the milk bag? Why over there was he concerned about you opening it nicely? That I think is one thing in his Torah that's a little bit of a question. What's that?
You don't throw the milk bag. It stays there.
But you also finish the can. Most people finish the can and then they throw it out.
But the milk, like, could be a week.
Versus the can, you don't. Okay, maybe that's the chiluk. Yeah, fair. The most follow the psak of Rav Yoshev on this, I think, but definitely have Rav Shlomo Zalman. On page Shin Samach Gimel, the Orcha Shabbos, they quote Rav Yoshev as saying that it would qualify as an Isra Siyas Pesach. And I always thought that this is a Pesach Yafa. This is really a Pesach Yafa, the can opening. So there is strong svara to be machmir as well. Okay, this Bisiyata Dishmaya concludes the sugya of Asiyas Pesach and the Halach Lamaisa. The next topic for today is, the next topic of Kalim is screwing in the Kalim, the Isser Tzkiya B'Kalim. Now, here we have, and there's a lot to say, I'll streamline things. If you'll notice, I took some of the things in the Mar Mekomos and put them into small print. It's just at the end of this month, certain things that we're unable to do. That here we have, Rabosai, the issue that the Rishonim were already dancing around when we spoke about how we could have Ein Binyan B'Kalim and yet at the same time have certain examples of Asiyas Kli. So how could that work? So we had Rishonim that were Mazbir that if you do something B'Oman or B'Chozek, or according to other Rishonim, you do an Asiyas Kli Mitchilasa, so then in such a case that would be an Isser of Binyan B'Kalim. And that is borne out from the Gemara on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara describes Levi Bar Shmuel Ashkenu le Rabbi Abba le Rav Huna Bar Chiya da v'kayma piska de Rav Huna Amar lo ma'u lehatzer mitzvah shel tirsayim b'Shabbos. Are you allowed to reattach the bed of tourists on Shabbos? Amar le shapir dami. So it's fine. Also, we have Yehuda, Amar, a Rabbi Shmuel Darmi Tavayu Aser, Chayiv Chatos. So there was a big machlokus of whether it's mutter or aser, and the Gemara points out it's already a machlokus tanoim, and the Gemara quotes the Tanakama as saying vin hichzir potel avar aser v'lo yiska vin taka chayiv chatos. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer im hoya rafui mutter. So there's a lot in the Rishonim about how to understand exactly what is the machlokes between Reb Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakama. But it could very well be the Gemara alludes to the fact that it depends on whether you are tightening, screwing it in tightly, or doing it loosely. And if you're doing it tightly, so then in such a case, according to Tosos that we saw on Kuf Beis, then in such a case, that's a Maisa of Uman V'Chizuk, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv. And according to the Ramban in his Talmidim, if you're doing it, you're tightening it, it's considered Asiyas Kli Mechadash. That would be either way of explaining this din. And therefore what emerges Lahalacha is that you cannot screw something in. It'll be either Asiyas Kli Mechadash or Maisa Uman V'Chazak, V'chizuk, and therefore it's going to be aser. Hence, we have in Shin Yud Gimel Sif Vav, we have the following halacha. Mita shel prakim aser lahachziru lahadka. If you have a bed that is made out of different pieces, so then it's prohibited to tighten it. Vim taka chayiv chatas, and if you tighten it to the point that it's that you screwed it in, so then you're going to be chayiv chatas. What's going on over here? We have two different levels. We have the level of the isur of something that could be tightened, the maisan uman, then you have two isurim. If you tighten it just loosely, so then in such a case, then it's an isur derabbanan. If you tighten it tightly, then it's going to be an isur deraisa. The imhi continues the mechaber, Rufuya muta lechatchila, and if it's something that the derech is to only attach it loosely, so then you're allowed to attach it loosely. So that, and that is the stam. There's a yesh omrim of the mechaber that is machmir, but this is the machlokus between the stam, the yesh misha omer, and we paskin like this stam. And therefore, it depends on what is the nature of the kli. If the nature of the kli is to screw it in tightly, then not only are you not allowed to screw it in tightly, but there's also an Isur Durabbanan that we saw from the bottom, a Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, to attach it loosely as well. And here comes a Chumrah that many people are not aware of. What emerges from this, it's not a Chumrah, it's a Din. A Din that many people are not aware of. And this could be difficult at times. I found that Rabbi Ribiat did a very, very good job in summarizing these halachos on page 1150. It's on the bottom of your... this was what I said to that. The Sarsha of Isa didn't allow me to photocopy it. But Rabbi Ribiat on page 1150... he really does a great job in summarizing these halachos. In common applications of Makkah B'Patish, he gives a few examples. Reinserting a wheel that came off. One may not reinstall the wheel of a stroller, carriage, or tricycle that came off because of Makkah B'Patish. Even reinserting the wheel loosely is forbidden. This people are unaware of, because this type of procedure is ordinarily done as a permanent repair and could inadvertently lead one to install the wheel in a firm and permanent fashion. This is not a chumrah. This is l'chol hadeos. Now, there is a shita, there is a kula here that I want to share with you, and that is whether we paskin like the Ramah's chumrah. The Ramah has a chumrah over here, and he says, v'im darka lios mehuda, if you have something that the derech is to be mehuda, so then even if now it's loose, so then in such a case, it's going to be aser. So the poskim point out that even if you have something that is not that doesn't require to be screwed in, but it's just the derech to be attached firmly, then you're not allowed, according to the Ramah, then you're still not allowed to put it in loosely. Over here, I'm not sure if I photocopied it for you, the Chazon Ish is Mekel. The Chazon Ish in Simin Nun, Dibra Maskel Ubebeis Yosef. The Chazon Ish is Mekel on this Shaila. And he says that is not going to, that we don't pass like this Ramah. He proves that many, many Rishonim don't hold that way. So that Chumrah of the Ramah might not apply. In other words, the only time we have this Chumrah is when you have something that the Derech is to screw in. So then in such a case, then you can't attach it loosely. But if it's something that is not screwed, but generally it's mehudak, if you do it roughly, then it could be, that's going to be, that's the biggest heter I could find you. But outside from that, then the halacha would be that it is asr midrabanan, even to do it roughly. Okay. There is a very fascinating Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham, and there's a big machlokas of how to understand this Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, to keep things, it's late already, to keep things streamlined, let's see the Magen Avraham quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. He says as follows. Kasan HaMagen Avraham. Halfway through the Mishnah Berurah, says Katan Menhei. Kasan HaMagen Avraham. Dikoso Shelonu. Ha'asuyim b'charitzim saviv. U'muhudakim b'chozek. Lukule alma asur. Our cups, that the way in those days they had cups that used to come apart, and used like travel cups, and they would be reattached. So that's going to be asur. V'kisu ha'kelim afilim asuyim kach shari. Dahasam einam asuyim l'kium. The Magen Avraham is bothered by the following kasha. Magen Avraham is bothered by how could it be that we're going to say that the Isser Tekiya is going to be Usser, and yet a jar you could open and close. A jar should also be an Isser Tekiya. So there is actually a big, big machlokas of how to read this Magen Avraham. But the way the Mishnah Berurah presents it is that since it's the derech to open and close constantly, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. So what we have over here is a heter of derech tashmisho. If the derech is to screw and unscrew, that's the way it's constantly used. In contrast, of course, to the wheel that's screwed back into the baby carriage, so then in such a case, then the Magen Avraham says that is going to be mutter. That's the heter of Derech Tashmisho. This heter of Derech Tashmisho is very, very helpful in regards to toy games like Lego and Tinker Toys and so on. That there's some poskim who say that since the mehus of that item is to constantly open and close. That's the whole derech of it. That's how it's supposed to be used. Not that you often open and close it. It needs to be stronger than that. But that's, it's miuad. It's made to constantly open and close. In contrast to the case of the kos. Your travel kos, you might open and close it by screwing it, but that's not the whole tafkid of the kos. The whole tafkid of the Lego game is to take it apart and then to put it back together. The whole tafkid of the magnet tiles is to take it apart and put it back together. So this Magen Avraham might be helpful. Rabbi Ribiat Shlita quotes a machlokas in this regard, but it might be helpful. Since it's the last day of the Zman, the last couple of hours of the Zman, I'll just make reference to it. It's on the Maror Mekomos over here. This Magen Avraham, it's amazing. Torah is amazing. This Magen Avraham, how to read this Magen Avraham, becomes a fundamental machlokas between the Chazon Ish and Reb Shlomo Zalman Zecher Tzadikim Lebracha, whether electricity is an Issur D'oraisa or not. Isn't that amazing? The issue is, how do you understand the Magen Avraham? Is the Magen Avraham saying that the moment in which it's something that's constantly open and closed, it can't be an Issur D'oraisa opponent? So that's how Rav Shlomo Zalman understood it. The Chazon Ish had a radically different way of understanding it. I gave you in the Maran Komos. Actually, the Dirshu does a fantastic job in Ha'ara 25. Take a look. They really do a fantastic job of summarizing. So this Smug Avram, interestingly, becomes part of probably the biggest issue of technology in Shabbos today. Who would have thought? Just the Magen Avraham talking about opening and closing a can. Yes, Ari.
I mean, isn't the whole point of making Legos is that you build something and then it stays like that? Meaning, in economic, people build it and just play around, but a lot of times people build it and create a design and then have it in on their desk in their room. So
right. I hear your tzad, but there's a lot of room, and that's where it gets complicated. Lego is kind of complicated. Because
sure,
when it comes to Lego, there are people, I mean, there are Mishugayim, right, out there that, like, you know, they're Mishugayim who they, like, build their whole lives around Lego.
Quite a Lego life. I think you need to be wrong, because otherwise they wouldn't have sold them in a way which they come apart.
That's
it would have all just clicked.
That's the kid that's going to bring.
What's that?
Everyone has someone who nasty.
They make sense to build of Star Wars spaceships.
And you break it and do it again.
No, you leave them like that.
Right.
And you buy other stuff.
I hear that. By the way, the more and more complex the Lego becomes,
the more dangerous.
The closer it comes to Nisar Bona in my mind.
Okay,
in contrast to the standard Lego, I think it is. Also, the Livnosa Lefarik. Yes, Mati.
I was just wondering about the nafkaminas of that machlokas about electricity.
Yeah, the nafkamina, right. Everybody agrees it's aser. So the nafkamina is going to be whether it's d'oraisa d'rabbanan. So an example would be, for a chola, could you turn it on with a shinui?
Okay.
Would you be able to, that would be a turn on electricity with a shinui. That would be a nafkamina. Good question. Yes.
Would a kavod habrios be in the ratio?
Yes, kavod habrios in certain instances also could be very good. Could be a nafkamina as well. Okay, now we're going to do things a little bit backwards. We're going to conclude the Zman with a beautiful yesod in Lomdus based on all of the above. That this is mamish dessert. Okay. Rabbi Osei could ask a very, very basic kasha. We just started discussing this Isser of Asiyas Kalim and the Isser of Tkia, and where does it fall in? Which category does it fall into? Does it fall into the category of Bonet, or does it fall into the category of Makdav Patish? So we previously, when we did the Sugya of Binyan B'Kalim, so there we learned that the Shita of Rashi would be that Rashi and Kufchav Beis on the Beis says that falls into the category of Makdav HaPatish, because of course you have the rule of Ein Binyan Mekalim. The problem is in the Rambam. The Rambam does not go this way. The Rambam, when he brings down this halacha in Perikav Beis, halacha Chav Hei, it's in your booklet, the Rambam says HaTekeach Chayim Mishum Baina, that screwing the things together is going to be an Isser Baina. Ficha Kol Adlosos HaMechubaros LeKarka. So the Rambam learns that the Isser over here is going to be an Isser Bonah. So the problem is, how do you deal with the fact that in general we have a rule of Ein Binyan B'Kalim? Now, to answer this question, we have to do it Jewish style. To answer this question, we need to ask another litany of questions in the Rambam, and then reveal something very, very, very fundamental about the Isser of Bona. So we conclude, not with the Halacha L'maaseh, we'll conclude with the beautiful, beautiful Yisod. Mamish worth, it's worth a rikud, this Yisod. Okay. Everything I'm saying now is based on Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer. I photocopied the piece in Evan Ozel. Now, one of the reasons I love Rabbi Ribiat's Svarim is Rabbi Ribiat, aside from being quite organized, Halacha L'maaseh, there are times we disagree. Sometimes Lakula against him. But what Rabbi Ribiat does that's very, very impressive is I don't know if he did this consciously or not, he's gutsy. He's gutsy in the sense that he builds the malacha starting from the top all the way through, and he will take a yesod that makes a lot of sense in the Achronim, and it will permeate, because it's deep, it will permeate his entire presentation of the malacha based on that yesod. So what I'm saying for you now is also not only just the Lamdos, but Rabbi Ribiad explains Bona and Makir Patish all based on this Yisod of Rabbi Zalman. Sort of, if you will, Lamdos reading on Rabbi Ribiad's Sefer. I didn't need to do a lot of Lamdos. He just spells this out. He spells this out in the back. Okay, there's a famous Rambam that we saw that the Rambam says that the Isser of Mapis Morsa is an Isser of Makir the Patish. And we mentioned that in the beginning of the shir. Rashi points out that's an Isser of Bonet. So the question is, why did the Rambam not say that's an Isser of Bonet? Because the Gemara says, if you hold it, some Lacha Shem Tzurich L'Gufa, so you should be Chayiv Nitam Bonet. So that's question number one that Rabbi Yisr Zalman deals with. Question number two is, The Rambam seems to be inconsistent about Binyan Bekalim and Stira, the rule of Binyan Bekalim. And we mentioned one exception in our halacha and mentioned another one. Ram says that someone who makes a Kli Adama is Chayiv Mishum Bona. The obvious question is, but what about the halacha of Ein Binyan Bekalim? So how do you explain? The Osa Kli Adama is Chayiv Mishum Bonin. Another kasha. The Rambam writes that Minateach Kli Zchuchis is Chayiv Mishum Makir Bepatish. So if the Rambam is going to explain that somehow that Osa Kli Adama is going to be Chayim Mishon Bona, and he's going to learn like the other Rishonim. So then how do you explain the din of Menapeach the Kli Zchuchis? By the way, Tosis already on Ayin Dalet already gets stuck in that problem. Tosis, where he says that there's no Isra Bona, he concludes, if you take a look at Tosis Ayin Dalet on Beis, the Ramasul Chavisa, says that Tzarachian, the lo likshim in Menapeach Kli Zchuchis, the self-pirkin. He doesn't have a teretz. Tosis doesn't have a teretz of if you're going to say that Asiyas Kli Michadish is going to be an Isser of Bona, so why is it Mapech Kli Zchuchis is Maka Patish and not Bona? Okay. Rabbi Yisr Zalman says that the answer to these questions lie in a very, very basic categorical question. And that is that the Rambam says that a oisa oil kavua is toldas bona. The question is, why is it toldas bona? Why do you say that making an oil kavua is l'chura, the ain bona yosef mizah? There's no bona greater than this. Another categorical question one could ask in the Rambam is the halacha that asiyas gvina is bona. Asiyas gvina is bona. So here you have a talada bona. So here you have two extremes. On the one hand, you have making a tent kavua is only a talada bona, which seems to be the ultimate bona, but it's only a talada. And making cheese, which I would have thought has nothing to do with bona, the Rambam puts in the same category as a talada bona. So what is the thematic makeup of the Isser of Bona? So Rabbi Zalman says as follows. He says the Av of the Isser of Bona is to do two things. Not one, but two things. Number one is you take different parts and you combine them together. Number two, you make them a structure over the ground. The Karashin and the Urios were different pieces that were brought together to be Mahil on top of the ground. If you have one of those two, one, but not both of them, so then in such a case, then that is going to be only a tolada, only. Will all be a tolada of bona. That's going to be a tolada of bona. Oh. In Keim Advarim, it goes like this. The Rambam holds that when do you, like those Rishonim, that if Asiyas Kli Mitchilaso, so then in such a case, that's going to be considered a Isser Bona like Tosis, like the Bali Tosis. Not exactly, where Rabbi Yisr Zalman has some chilukim, but for our purposes right now, in contrast to Rashi, that Tkia is going to be an Isser of Asiyas Kli because it's like an Asiyas Kli Mitchilaso, and therefore it's going to be an Isser Bonet. That's a Tolada Bonet. That's a Tolada Bonet. And making cheese is also a Tolada Bonet. Why is making cheese a Tolada Bonet? Because making cheese is actually taking disparate parts and bringing it together. And that's enough for the Rambam to be considered Bonet. On the other end of the extreme, you have a case where a person does not bring pieces together, but he brings one urea, and he constructs one urea entirely over the ground. That's Magil. That's also a Tolada of Bonet. So we have Bonet in its Av has two components to it, and the Tolada has one of its two components. And therefore, when it comes to the when do we say Ein Binyan B'Kelim? The Rambam is going to learn something along like the Balei Tosos, and he's going to say that when it comes to Binyan B'Kelim, it's only those things where you're not making Uman V'Chizuk, or not making a Kli Michadash. But if you're doing Tkia, then the Rambam is going to hold, what is Tkia? Tkia is bringing disparate parts together. That's going to be the Tolada of Bonet. And therefore cheese making as well is going to fall into that category. So that is going to be the Rambam's Shita. Oh, in Kedem Advarim. So Mapis Morsa. When it comes to Mapis Morsa doesn't fall into either of those categories. By Mapis Morsa, you're neither combining something together, nor are you being Mahil. And therefore it will fall into the gether of Makir Patish. What about Minapeach Kli Zechuchis? Minapeach Kli Zechuchis also can't be an Isra Bonet. Because it's neither being Mahil, nor are you bringing disparate parts together. To be over the Isra Bonet, you need to bring together disparate parts. Oh, in Kenim Advarim, then we could understand Rebelski's Chumra. Ah, so this wasn't just Lombus. Here we go, Halach Lamaisa. What about making sushi on Shabbos? So Rebelski was Choshesh that making sushi on Shabbos is Bonet. How? Because when it comes to cheese, we saw that making cheese is taking different parts, bringing them together. That's an Isser of Bonet. And the Chaye Adam, I have to add this to Mar Mekomos. I didn't put this on Mar Mekomos. I'm just Miskarti right now. I intended just to give you the Lumbus. And as I was giving you the Lumbus, then I remembered the Halacha L'maaseh application of the Lumbus. And Miskarti that the Chaye Adam says that we see from cheese that if you take pieces of food and you bring them together in one entity, so then in such a case, that would be an Isser of Bonet as well. So here's the Diyun. The Diyun is not everybody accepts Rebelski's Chumra. The Diyun is that when it comes to cheese, there, Mamish becomes one thing. So sushi, Rebelski was Choshesh, that the fish by itself, the seaweed by itself, and all that, if you look at them separately, it's lo shavet klum. But if you pull it together, if a Chinaman pulls it together in a way that makes it special, so then in such a case, now that's called sushi. That's called real sushi. In other words, each piece itself, each of the ingredients is not anything chashuv. It's only when they're all brought together, so then in such a case they're considered chashuv. Others said no, it happens to be that in the seaweed you happen to have all these different things that are sitting inside. But the lumdus is this lumdus. The lumdus is that when you take something that has disparate parts and you put it into one new entity, that according to the Rambam is going to be already bonet. And the argument that there's no binyan ba'ochlan is definitely wrong, because when it comes to cheese, we see that there is, and Rabbi Zalman explained that the Isra of making cheese is pulling these different parts together. There's a Talmud Chacham in Mishkafayim, Rabbi Avishai. He's not familiar with the American poskim, and he heard that I told the Chevra that Rebelski, that one should be choshesh for Rebelski Shita, and he strongly disagreed. He says, nah, at the end of the day, sushi is not, it's just different ingredients that happen to, it's not the same thing as what the Chaye Adam was talking about. The Chaye Adam, he claimed, was talking about where you mamish take different foods and you put, make it into one food. So that's the question. Exactly, where do you draw the line? Yes.
Just meaning, because I put seaweed on rice and then wrap it with fish inside and then wrap together, that's called sushi. I managed to understand why. I mean, sure, now it's called sushi. Why is it any different from make sushi salad, right? Make any other ingredients put together in one dish.
Right. I think the argument is that when it comes to a salad, all of those things retain different own identity.
Now it's sushi salad, so
like, for example, someone asked making a sandwich. So then a sandwich is usser, right? So a sandwich is not going to be usser. Why? What's the difference? I think there is a difference between a sandwich and sushi. The difference between a sandwich and sushi is that you have two pieces of bread and you have something in between. When the sushi is made in a certain way, it's more than the Rebelsky's arguing, it's more than just a sandwich. I hear
I've never made sushi at Shabbos, but
it sounds like it should be okay. Okay.
I'm not
Itamar Avishai agreed with you. Yes. I think I heard from Ravari Leibowitz Shlita that the Hashkafas in the five towns encourage the caterers not to the nafkaminas. Are you allowed to have a sushi stand on Shabbos at the Simcha? You're allowed to have a sushi stand. So that's an important nafkamina.
Because there are shittas that hold that much, there's no
Maisa Shabbos. There's no Maisa Shabbos. Right.
And you and Bilamash.
Right. Right. Somebody else has the chura, what you're saying is legitimate. Ellie, you had a hand?
Yeah. Could there be like a hand to like derech achila here?
You want to say, when it comes to cheese, that ain't no derech achila. Because cheese making, that's not part of the achila process.
You have to make a lot of cheese when you make cheese. You don't
need cheese. Right. I hear that far.
But especially that Rav Shlomo Zalman idea where he said that if you're doing something with the last step in the process, then you're eating it right afterward. There's no next malacha after this. There's no next step after this.
Right. In other words, like based on the bar alacha of tikkun ocha, you had such an idea of tikkun ocha.
This is the end of the road. You're going to make it and eat it. You know, it's not
right. I hear what you're saying. We would need rayas. What we would need, first of all, chay adam. We have to. Chay adam is very vague. Chay adam just says the same thing. What applies to food. If you put different pieces of food together and make it one, so in such a case it's going to be...
Where is the Chay Adam?
I don't have the Maramach in front of me. Again, I didn't even... I prepared the shir, I planned to do the lumdus with you, and that's it. And then, and Niskarti, I just remember this nafkamina during
food
the shir.
Is,
but I'll get you the Chay Adam. Yeah. Bona by
food could be very important.
Bona by food could be... So what do you mean by that?
I mean, if there's bona by food, it's a lot of halachos that come out of it.
Correct. Correct. Although most instances, that's not bona. In other words, making a sandwich is not bona.
Like carving, let's say carving
yes.
A watermelon.
Right. Although that might even be more of a shayla. But according to, now that's an afkamina of Rabbi Zalman. According to Rabbi Zalman, it's only when you take different pieces you put them together. So the only shayla would be back to the pattern.
You're building with watermelon pieces.
If you build the watermelon.
Well, they're never together.
No, so, these like toothpick things.
I'm saying that together. That's not primitive. Just hold
the chever, it. Is the chever rushing? Is it, are you is it maybe a one point, one Pesach point before Pesach? Someone will be listening before Rosh Hashanah.
It's okay, so
his service for Pesach. So okay. Something I feel very, very deeply about in halacha, I think, has to be understood as well in Avodah as well. Talmidim have heard me, some have heard me discuss that, you guys spent time in the sugya, that Mechiras Yugimel was never meant to be a way to get out of Bedikas Chametz. In other words, the Gemara is clear in the beginning of Pesachim that everybody who has a house within 30 days has a chiyuv of Bedikah. And the simple reading of the poskim is that we pass them like the chumrah of the Raviyah, that the Raviyah holds that a person leaves a house, and he leaves that house to a goy, but he's not going to be moving into any other house, he still has a chiyuv of bedikah, which is mind-boggling. He's not going to come to, so the tzara chiyuv gadol is he's not going to come to be over ba'yirah ba'yimatzah. It's a very, very strange thing. And all of us are right now involved, maybe except for selling your chametz, No, even if you, even selling chametz. All of us are involved, Rabosai, right now. All of us are worrying about chametz. I remember, I come and I see a box and I think, is that chametz? That's I walk, you know, it has a, I think it's the first time really that I'm really like, think when I walk up the stairs, is there chametz here? But all of us are being involved and really we don't have to. Because in the Rishayim, that's his cash. At the end of the day, people should work for everything. So we have the Ramban Steretz, the Ran Steretz, v'chule. But in Chasidus, in the Torah's Avos HaGadah, from Slonim, they quote from one of the earlier Rebbes that he suggested the following. He suggested that bittul is not enough because when it comes to chametz, we need a maisa. When it comes to getting rid of chametz, it's not enough. Hachlota b'leiv is not enough. Bittul is not enough. Derech ha'voida, it's not enough. There's a reason why Chazal were misakin. It needs to be done. It needs to be done b'derech maisa. In other words, what comes out is the reason why we have a chiyuv of bedikah within 30 days, even if we're not going to come to be over bali rav bali matzeh, is a chelek of shoyelin v'dorshin b'hilchas ha-pesach koydim ha-pesach shloishim yoyim is for us to look for chametz. Once Purim passes, there's a chiyuv of his askus b'chametz, and that chiyuv is a chiyuv, according to Chassam Sofer writes in his Shuvas, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, Chassam Sofer writes, it's a chiyuv akarkafta d'gavra. Every single Jew be Israel has that chiyuv. Now, can we understand this chiyuv a little, understand this chiyuv a little more? Rav Tversky Zatzal, I think in his Haggadah, quotes that from the Bali Musa, that one of the Bali, no, one of the Rebbes of Chernobyl, one Erev Pesach, he was so mitlahev after the Bedikas Chametz, after he finished Bedikas Chametz, he ripped open his coat and he said to the Hasidim, he said, now we have to start checking in here. Now he pointed to his heart. In Chasidus, the whole avoid of Bedikas Chametz is really the outer expression of the pnimius of searching inside the lathe for the chametz shebi isa. What's the oimik dafka why by Pesach? So we're at an amazing, amazing time. We're, pardon the expression, the Nightstrom took this expression, the Mekalkalith, but it's true. Where every year we're born again. Every year we mamish become like we. Every year in the Jewish calendar is a whole life. So it actually works out very nicely. At this time, we're like babies during Pesach. By Shavuos, it's probably the time of Bar Mitzvah and Bas Mitzvah. And we go through the whole cycle of the year. Yesh Lod and White Purim is at the end. But that's the whole year is a cycle. The whole cycle of the universe is the Jewish calendar. When it comes to a little child, the little child, as the Rambam describes in Shemayin HaPrakim, is not mechunach the same way a teenager or a young adult is. A little child is mechunach, what I describe, I've discussed this in the past, as holy instincts. A child is trained not through his intellect. I think our community sometimes, you know, takes the wrong approach, that children need to be surrounded by Kedusha. Children, even if they don't even understand it, they need to be surrounded by subliminal messages of Kedusha. There comes a time, as Rambam describes, it's not enough to have the instincts. The intellect has to be connected and so on. But the Avodah of Pesach is that we're starting off as little children. Starting off as little children, we start again, and the first thing that we do is Mishchu Chulach HaMetatzayim. What's the Megillah of Pesach? The Megillah of Pesach is Shir HaShirim Mashcheni Acharecha Narusa. It's a recognition that when a person starts, either Chatzach there was Shakua Memtesh Shari Tuma, or they're a Katan Shenolad, but at the end of the day, the most important step is steps with Meisen. And therefore, the Torah Zavah said, HaGadah says that the Avodah of Bittul is not going to be enough. The Achlata B'Lev, the legalistic mechanic, is not going to be enough. We have to train ourselves, the Maisa, to search for the Chametz, for us to be Payel to do it. Not to rely on our intellect is not enough. And what we need to do is to, like the Mesillas Yesharim describes, that Acharei HaPu'ulos Nimshachos HaLevavos, that whole idea, Acharei HaPu'ulos Nimshachos HaLevavos, is the first step of Mesillas Yesharim. When Mesillas Yesharim gets to the Madrega of Kedusha and so on and so forth, the Mesillas Yesharim is at the state of, he's talking to someone who is a Ben Arbam Labina. But every single one of us is not at that stage. At this stage in our Avodah, we're at the beginning. So what's the message? The message is that now is the time to think, what are the meisim that we could do? It's not enough that we simply write a check for Moz Chitim. It needs to be that we do more, that we look for somebody to find how I could do a chesed for somebody before Pesach. It's not enough for me to decide, to make lachlat the belief that I want to have a little more Kedusha in my life. How do I do something that's bepoil, a meisa, a small meisa? But it's amazing how those small mices go so far. And that's exactly what we do with little children. That's why we wash little kids' hands with nevelvaster. Somehow that's a subliminal message. That is that there's a musag of tumah v'tahara. To remind ourselves, there's a musag of tumah v'tahara. Maybe that's connected also in Tilsi Dain before Karpas. A musag of tumah v'tahara. Just a little bit of an understanding when it comes to Pesach. And that sets us to Siyata D'Shmaya on the trajectory towards the Emesa Kabbalah Sater, the Siyata D'Shmaya. Wishing everybody a chag kosher v'sameach. We should be zeicha to feel true chayrus, and we rot we to be mekabel tarif, mekabel Mashiach to kingdom.
Amen.